Good evening. I'd like to open the meeting this Monday, July the 22nd. It's customary that we stand and recite the, have the Lord's Prayer and recite the Pledge of Allegiance in that order.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening again. Our mayor is on vacation, so he won't be here tonight. What I normally say, you're stuck with me. Okay, council members present, Councilman Troy Parnell, Councilman Dean Morrell, Councilman Zach Tindall, and Councilman Tom Gullius, and myself, Councilman Elroy Brittenham. We have our town administrator, Laura Allen, our town attorney, Dave Gaskell, and our department heads and staff. Okay, we're moving to our agenda. The first thing under number one agenda is the approval of the minutes. And the first is the executive section of 7-8-19.
Motion to approve. Okay.
There's a motion to approve the minutes of 7-8-19. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we have a special executive meeting, and get to the page. Okay, under Article 3-305B, to consult with staff, consultants, and other individuals about pending or potential obligation. Our regular session of 7-8-19.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Motion on the floor to approve our minutes of 7-8-19. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I'll let the record show that those two meetings were approved 4-0. Okay, moving down the agenda, we have a request for a payment for $107,524.83 to Chesapeake Environmental Service, LLC, for equipment and labor provided for the Berlin Falls Park chemical spill. And I'll turn this over to our town administrator.
That's right. This evening before you, you have a multi-page invoice totaling $107,524.83 in payment to Chesapeake Environmental Services, LLC, for the work that they're doing to clean up the chemical spill that happened at Berlin Falls Park. For the benefit of the public, I'm going to read the mayor's statement that's already been published. That sits on our website and was published on July 1st, 2019. A chemical spill was located adjacent to two ponds in Berlin Falls Park on Wednesday, June 27th. The town of Berlin immediately contacted hazardous materials crews who were in the park Wednesday evening to begin cleaning up the spill. Chesapeake Environmental Services, otherwise known as CES, completed the cleanup of the impacted area by early Friday evening. Although all chemicals at the site of the spill were removed, a 6-foot chain link fence has been constructed around the spill site. The ponds were tested and no chemicals were found. In addition, silt fencing and an absorbent buffer was established along the perimeter of the spill area to prevent any impacts to the adjacent pond during the excavation work. The town also contacted the Maryland Department of the Environment, otherwise known as MDE, upon discovery of the chemical spill. Representatives of MDE visited the spill site throughout the cleanup process. The town of Berlin is working with CES to determine if there are any other chemicals at any location in Berlin Falls Park and for the removal of any such materials if found. Pending any questions regarding the invoice, we would recommend that the council approve it so that we can process payment.
Move to approve the payment.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the payment to Chesapeake Environmental Service for $107,524.83. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion stands approved 4-0.
Okay, thank you.
Department reports. Start with Natalie Salone.
Good evening. I don't have anything for the evening tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Administrative Service Director, Mayor Bowler.
I also don't have anything.
Wait till you get to Tim.
Water Resource Director, Jeremy.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've been just trying to get caught up on getting our pumps replaced or fixed from ragging up. We've got a lot of them fixed and back in, installed, and just trying to keep everybody hydrated in the hot weather. That's all I have.
I have a question on that the Flower Street collapse. In the
yes,
moment.
Sir. I was going to meet with Laura Wednesday about it.
Yeah, because I know it's a good 30, 40 days before school starts.
Yes, sir.
And I hate seeing the buses come through with that collapse.
Yes, sir. We're on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Public Works Director Jeff Fleetwood.
The only thing I have for you, Mayor, is playground equipment. A new swing set for Henry Park and the accessories that go on all the other equipment that need to be replaced and or repaired. It's still tracking that it will arrive by the end of the month, and once it arrives, the contract will be here shortly thereafter, within a week, to do the installation.
That's on both parts?
Both parts. The new swing set's going over. The existing swing set at Henry Park is going to be extracted and a new one installed there, plus some additional things that go on in playground equipment there now. At Stephen Decatur Park, there's no new equipment. It's just replacing things that are damaged.
Okay. Good. Police Chief, Warner Bell.
Good evening, everyone. The Berlin Police Department had an opportunity to sponsor Worcester Youth and Family Counseling Services, their Berlin Youth Club, to Jolly Rogers on the 17th. We had one of the largest turnouts. It's 47 children, and we had roughly 13 chaperones and staff, and that was a good start off. It was actually their first week of the program, so we're very happy to go ahead and work with them. Our next plan, the event for them is going to be in August, with a trip to Del Mar Trampoline Park, and we're working on National Night Out. We're encouraging everyone to stay out of the heat. One thing we know that when folks do get hot and agitated in the evening, we end up having a little more incidences. So, again, we're trying to tell everyone to stay a little bit on the cool side and staying cool, stay cool.
And excuse me, Chief, when is the date of National Night Out?
It is the 6th, the first Tuesday of August.
Thank you.
nice cool day.
It will be.
Electric utility director.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I wanted to talk. We had a scheduled power outage that occurred on Wednesday the 10th and then also on Friday the 12th. If you look up on the screen or your computers there, you'll see the equipment that's being changed out. They're called CCVTs, and it's a device that's in the front of the substation that allows us to step down the voltage so we can use it for protective relaying. That equipment there is about 24 years old, and its life was pretty well done. So we ended up replacing the equipment. The first outage, which occurred on Wednesday the 10th, lasted 35 minutes, where we had the entire town down. And then to reconnect the new equipment, which that outage was on Friday the 12th, that outage lasted about an hour. We had some testing to do on the new equipment, so that outage was a little bit longer to make sure everything worked properly. As far as peak shaving generation, everybody knows it's been really hot this past week. We have ran a total of 8 days straight, including Saturday and Sunday, this weekend and today. That was 8 days straight in a row. And the highest peak that occurred on the PJM was on Friday the 19th, and then the DPL peak that also occurred on Sunday, which was yesterday. And so far we've hit those peaks. That's about it. Thank you.
Okay, planning, Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Since the last Mayor and Council meeting, the Planning Commission met on Wednesday, July 10th, and they passed a unanimous motion to recommend the annexation of the IG Burton Chevrolet location into town. So that report goes off for 30 days to the Maryland Department of Planning and Worcester County for their comment and review. Once that comes back, we can then schedule a public hearing of your body, of the Mayor and Council, to consider the same, to take up the Planning Commission's recommendation for annexation or not. And that would be advertised as a public hearing after that 30-day period. And then we would go through a similar process as we did with this last annexation. There's a 45-day period. To allow for a petition for referendum if that's warranted by the public. But I would anticipate advertising a public hearing for that annexation sometime in September of this year. So, and that's all I have tonight.
Thank you.
I have a comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it would be Dave and Public Works, but I want to thank you for your prompt attention to those traffic visual obstructions that were pointed out on Shaw Street and leaving the Dunkin' Donut parking lot. They were handled almost immediately, and I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Economic Community Development Director, Audrey Wells.
Good evening, everyone. I am off tomorrow. I don't really have much to say tonight. I'm off tomorrow and the next day, getting ready for Runaway Bride Month in August. Peach Festival is Saturday, August 3rd. A few businesses are moving around. Life Simple Pleasures is moving into where Zena is located now. Zena is moving over to the Eastern Shore Healing Arts Center, which is opening up in the former South Moon Under building across 113. And where Culver's is, or Culver's was, where Life Simple Pleasures is now, we're having a new jewelry store. She actually manufactures and makes her own glass beads. Wholesale, and she'll also have a retail shop there. But other than that, that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. next is comments from the town
administrator. Yeah, I don't have anything else tonight.
See, I knew that.
You're second.
I don't want to cross that in there. Okay, comments from the council? Starting with...
No, sir. Nothing.
I don't have anything.
No?
I don't have a thing.
No? I've already said what I had to say. Comments from the public? Okay. Come on up.
I just have two questions.
You can ask
me. Come on up to the table, please.
Thank you, Marie.
We know your name, but for the record.
Just where did the chemicals come from that were cleaned up at the park?
You mean the company?
No, I mean, where were they that they were never taken out?
Yeah, so we're still investigating what happened at the park. There's not much we can say about it because it's an ongoing investigation.
And when they demolished the buildings, did they find them then, or was it after that?
Yep. We're not able to say. It's an ongoing investigation. Okay. I wish I could tell you more, but that's where we are right now.
And where did the money come from for the spill?
You mean the invoice? Mm-hmm. It's likely that will come from the balance of what we have available in the park fund.
That's just what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
I just have a couple questions for my own edification. Number one, were there bids for this to clean up this spill? Or is this the only contractor around that could do this kind of work?
Oh, in the interest of responding quickly, I don't believe. Did you put it out to bid at all?
No, ma'am, I did not.
Or Jeff? I don't think we had time. We needed to respond
really?
Quickly.
Well, how long has the spill been there, then?
Yeah, we were notified via a Facebook post Wednesday, June 26th at about 11:30 or 11:45.
Well, maybe
that was our initial notification about the spill.
So another week or two or three, would you had to make a decision before that?
Well, like I said, it's an ongoing investigation. So I can't speak to the length of time that the chemical was on the ground itself.
Okay, so
we're
then
still
that
investigating
leads me to
that.
My next question then. Why does the town have to pay for this bill? Is that under investigation now too?
It's part of the whole package.
Okay.
It's
so
part of the whole package.
So you won't know anything about that?
In the meantime, we have a contractor who's working really well with us to move the chemicals effectively off of the spill site to clean it up and to get it handled and disposed of promptly and correctly. And this is his initial invoice. And so it's due in 30 days, and our recommendation was to go ahead and pay it. The council's acted on it. We believe the company is working with us very effectively, and we'd like to go ahead and get them paid.
Well, yes, and I think that's going forward. We have to do that because if the demolition contractor knew that was there, chances are he's responsible for causing that to happen. And so I think maybe the town needs to use litigation to try to minimize this cost, so to speak.
Yep. I think it's fair to say the town will take all steps that it can legally and responsibly to recover the cost and the action associated with this situation.
Okay. And the only last question I have is $46,000 for 12 of these 25-yard off containers. How long did that's average of $3,800 a container on round it off. How long did we have these containers?
They're still on the property. There's portions of the invoice that are what I would call prospective that would cover a portion of the action that has not yet happened. And so there's a component of that, includes the rental, and that's that line.
So this cost could go up if we have them longer than normal?
That's possible.
Jesus. So how many days does this represent, this $46,000?
I don't know. I'd have to sit down and do the math. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, those are the only questions I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
you doing? Sean McGowan, Little Worth Port, in Henry's Mill. There were some statements made in the paper that it came to the parent that the mayor said, and unfortunately he's on vacation, so I can't ask him personally, but he made it sound like he had no clue nothing was there, when in fact that's wrong. In 2017, you were given a report from EA Engineering. Now read it. Just one paragraph. This whole report. I read it. I mean, it was a hot weekend. I'm not going outside. So, hey, let's do some research.
Excuse me. Could I ask you, are you reading the Phase 1 environmental assessment?
It doesn't matter.
Or the Phase 2?
I think this is Phase 1, but it's in here. You've been warned.
Understood.
You guys only looked at the ponds. You only looked at the structural integrity of the building. You did not go in any of the outbuildings. It's written right here. Look. Remnant unused material was identified in various outbuildings on the subject site, which included industrial process chemicals, compressed gas cylinders, and above-ground storage tanks. A recommendation was made for removal, disposal of remnant materials. Explanation? You were warned. They told you they were there. It wasn't part of their report, but they at least gave you a heads up. And from what I can tell, nobody acted on it. That's negligence. So if you go to court, you know, and whoever, I forget the name of the company, knock them down, they find this, which they will, they're going to throw it back in your face. You know it. I mean, I'm not a demolition expert, but I would think if I own a demolition company, that I would want a report in my hand, or that I would have done one myself to know that what's in those buildings. And when you buy this place, did you open those doors? It's like buying a home. You get a homeowner inspection. So when we bought this place from the previous owner, did we do any reports then? Did we do any inspections then? We bought this for $2.5 million and we didn't look in one building? Is that what you're telling me?
You have to wait for the investigation.
No, that's not part of the investigation. This would have been done when you bought the property.
We can't speak on it right now.
So this is going to be your answer? When are we going to get the investigation? Is it going to be made public?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long is this investigation going to take? This is a lot of money. This is a huge mistake. This is something you offered up as a park for people to take their families, take their kids, take their dogs. And it's written right there. You knew stuff was in these buildings. You were warned. Anything would happen. It's you could sit in those buildings and the paper bags they're in could deteriorate. And it could start seeping out the walls. I don't know. I'm not a chemical expert. I'm not, you know, anything like that. But stuff can happen. It's written right there. I don't know what you want to do. I mean, if I look at some of the financials for this park, we took a $3 million bond. The last financial report I could find, we have $100,000 left on that bond. So what happens now? So how do we continue on with this park? How do we continue on with this conceptual drawing you have to have an amphitheater, to do all this stuff, to have all, you know, all this great stuff, you know, all this stuff for people in this town? If I'm reading this correctly, we're out of money. We're done. Now with this chemical spill, we're going to surpass this $3 million bond we used to buy this place. What do we do at this point? I understand what you might say right now is we're going to try to get grants. But I've learned, I'm not smart. I mean, I'm not a political guy. I'm learning as I go. But I understand what you say. You got to pay to play, in a sense, to get these grants. But who's going to give us a grant at this point? You know, how are we going to get a grant? I mean, I was looking at reports. We want to get, okay, to fix the building, to make it somewhat, not, I mean, it's not even going to be usable, to make it safe, it was like $2.3 million. Where's that going to come from? It's already gone. We use it to buy the property. To knock down the building, $600,000. Where are we getting that now? I mean, the ponds, there's a report to remediate them for $2.8 million, but I saw where they said, well, you could just leave them alone. There's nothing pertinent at the moment. So that's fine. I mean, I don't care about the ponds. I mean, it's the buildings. Is it my understanding that the buildings have to go to put up an amphitheater or something like that? No. But they're still going to be there. To get rid of that eyesore, it's going to cost $600,000. We're out of money. I mean, I hope, I can only hope that some of you are sitting there and thinking in the back of your head, this might not work out. It's like with any company, sometimes you get into something and it becomes bad debt. It's not a good project. It's not a good plan. What do? You cut your losses and run. Because if you keep it and you keep going with it, it's just going to get worse and worse and never do any benefit to you. I just can only ask that you guys sit there and really think about this. From this point on, with everything that has gone on, do we really need this? I mean, can't we just rezone the property? I mean, couldn't, honestly, I mean, I'm not trying to point Mr. Purnell out. I know he worked for the company that, I guess you guys bought it off of Tyson's. I'm not going that route. I'm a civil guy, so. I'll just leave, I'm not pointing you out any way, shape, or form. But couldn't it have been a thing where Berlin Properties North bought it? I don't know what it was zoned, but I can only imagine because it was an industrial area. You know, it was like a, I don't know what you call it, a C3 or something. You can help me out. The town could easily say, hey, can we just rezone this to like a C1 and you guys, you know, now it's like small business, you know, like small industrial, no more than, I think it's like 3,500 square foot, or do it residential. It could be rezoned and you will never have to worry about being a factory or a pickle plant or anything coming in there, doing anything like that. But now we're stuck. Just all I can ask is really sit there, think long and hard about what you're doing. Because I think the town is tired of it.
Thank you.
Here.
Anybody else?
Deborah Fletcher, 257 Powell Circle. I'm not going up there. I just want to agree with every word that came out of his mouth. It's a lemon. It's a nightmare. And stop the bleeding. Cut your losses. Just stop.
Okay, comments from the press?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. That's probably moved to adjourn.